them mad. She feels so sad and wants the world to know just what her blues is all about.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the French Connections Wednesday edition. Today's date is the 10th of October, 2007. My name is Daryl Bradford-Smith. Great to have you here for another installment of The French Connection, my take on the world. And it's not just an opinion piece that I do here on The French Connection. I try to link my statements to as much fact as I can possibly find to back up these things that I say. Lots have been going on. We're trying to get this website started anew here. As I told you all, our relationship with the book repository in Sweden kept our help from PayPal in stasis. We are stuck right now, and people who have donated in the past, all that money that's in there and waiting to be used for promotion of the information we have on the website, it's stuck there right now. We're waiting for approval from PayPal. They've frozen everything out. That's what's happened to us. So you know that. So we're still kind of using different types of technologies that we're kind of searching the internet for and what we can get our hands on to make a better broadcast for you. We've had some miserable failures. Hopefully we'll have some successes here on the qualitative end of things, because I know listening to a broadcast of low quality is really laborious for people, and I apologize for that, and so does the webmaster. We've had a lot of feedback on the website, having a lot of improvement on how it looks. We did start out with a lot of videos on there. We've had to get rid of them because it slowed the site down terribly for people with a dial-up account. And hopefully that is not the problem anymore for anybody. The dial-up account is no longer going to be slowed up terribly by our videos and whatnot. So we're going to try to keep that to a minimum so that you out there with 56K downloading abilities are not kept out of the listening of these important broadcasts. We also put up a piece that Eric Huffschmidt did the other day. Very, very well done, I thought. You know, Eric's work, I'm on the same page with Eric with his work. So for those of you who've written me saying why you're still putting stuff up from Eric up, well, that's because Eric's stuff is important. My problem with Eric was a personal nature, not the fact that his work wasn't qualitative. And my take on things is not dissimilar from Eric's in any way. You know, I still believe that Christopher Bolin is in trouble, and I believe he was threatened out of being a truth teller. How that all came to be is still up to speculation. There are interesting people that were hovering around this conspiracy with Mr. Bolin that give me the creeps. So, still happening today. We had some weeks ago, my webmaster was contacted to meet with a gentleman that Christopher supposedly stayed with in Sweden, and he did not solicit the visit. And the visit was made, and pictures were shown without being asked to, and it was kind of an odd way to approach my webmaster Krister. And he thought to himself later, why would somebody volunteer these kinds of informations to me? Well, there's been a second meeting, and similar types of informations were also offered without solicitation, meaning that it's very strange when somebody starts sharing personal information about an event that has a lot of bearing on all the events that the 9/11 investigation has without solicitation. It doesn't sound right. It doesn't smell right. Often times that is the case when people want to lead you either astray or fill you with a little bit of knowledge or some erroneous information or something. But still, again, because I'm not part of any of that stuff, I don't know what the facts are, but I certainly know an M.O. when I smell an M.O., and the M.O. here is not very clear, guys. And I still believe that Mr. Bolin has been compromised in some way, either by physical threat or by actual, by threat from his, I don't know what's happened to the guy, but what I can tell you qualitatively, his work no longer is cutting edge. It's all a conglomeration of already known information out there, and it's just placed on a page for you. It's a rehash now. The guy was at one time was a cutting edge, investigator. Now he's a rehasher, and that tells you all you need to know about Christopher's work. I've also been asked why I said what I said about what happened in my home, because I was being savaged by these people. My photograph was outed without provocation by these people, and there were people from all over the internet trying to destroy my reputation, and it was coming from that camp, and I responded in order to let everyone know the kind of people I was dealing with here and the situation as I saw it. But that's all ancient history, but I want to let you know that there is an update from that, and I have no confidence in the things that Chris Bolin is doing anymore. Why am I bringing it up today? Because they will try to sell him as a new speaker for these truths. You will also find people like Alex Jones trying to promote him in his new role, and they've already done that, and the whole thing stinks. Bringing me to Alex Jones now. The other day he was talking about how he is a friend of Israel. Anyway, what's happening in this fight? The criminals within our government, the people that run George Bush's presidency, are finding an enormous amount of pressure coming from this alternative press. And this alternative press is being well received in places outside the United States. In fact, when I've told you guys that 40% of my listenership comes from outside of the United States, it's more like 55% now. We have listeners from all over Europe and all over Asia, all over Africa. South Africa is a mainstay of our listenership, and as well as South America also. We are represented in 131 countries every month, and America is a small part of what we do, because this conspiracy we're fighting is not an American-sided conspiracy, but rather they are just the henchmen for the criminal Zionist group that we're trying to fight against. They're the big guy on the block doing all of the knuckle busting for the Zionist crime regime here. But what they're finding is that there's resistance in almost every quarter coming at them. They have so many fires to put out, and I think the biggest fires they have to put out right now is resistance from their own militaries. That's happening in Britain, happening in the United States and Canada and Australia and France. The assaults that they've made on these Muslim countries have gone very badly. The facts about these, the poor showing that they're having in all of these places is actually leaking out into the mainstream press and also into the mainstream populations of the countries involved. And it's almost impossible now for them to stop the military side of things. And that's probably the biggest threat to these people, is if our military turns on them. And that's what we're hoping for. We've been hoping for that from the beginning, because they could put a stop to this stuff in a New York second. It's a hope of mine that something like that happens. You know, the fact that they can't place all their resources on me and on Eric and on others that are fighting in a similar vein means that, you know, there's people within the political structure that are balking. There are people who have been useful idiots who are finding out the truth. There are people within pseudo-mainstream media, not the main, like CNN, BBC kind of media, but in the periphery media, who have been useful idiots who are now finding out the facts about 9/11 and about Oklahoma City, about the war being started illegally, about what they're trying to do with Iran, about all of the different frauds and crimes and lies about the theft of the Constitution and about all of the different things like of this nature. And what's happening is they're beginning to report it. And it's filtering in toward the mainstream against their wishes, but it's getting there. And you'll find 60, 70, even 80% support for some of these positions that we've been taking right along. Now, I've come out and said clearly that I don't think we can salvage what we've got as a government today. The structure is rotten through and through. It no longer represents individual freedom. It has not for, not decades, but far longer than that, even a century. Even before this, the Federal Reserve Act, there were eliminations of individual liberties that had already taken place that need today to be reversed. This consolidation attempt that they're making on with the World Trade Organization and NAFTA and all this other stuff are actually illegal in if you take it through the prism of the founders. In other words, these agreements that have been made, turning over decision making to international bodies, taking it away from the sovereign American people, are actually crimes against the Constitution and crimes against the people of America. And so what's happening with even those things, we need to have a redo. And this is what I've talked about. It can't be done from within the structure because there are too many ensconced criminals sitting there waiting to muck up the works as soon as any kind of real change is going to be made. And plus the Zionists are in thorough and complete control of all houses of Congress as well as the executive and the court system and the media and the business community and the corporate criminal structure that we've got and the NGOs, they call them. Those are all criminal organizations pushing the same global Zionist agenda as the government is. So what we basically need is a clean slate and start with the original documents that we had as our founding fathers placed before us and go back to those same principles, by all means possible, by any means necessary. And that would preclude having sign on to a guy who tells you that that Bin Laden is behind 9/11, or that the Arab community hates us because we're over there, and all the rest of that. And that's Mr. Paul. You know, I'm actually saying to you right now, the only way this guy could even be a possible player in these new changes that are necessary is if he comes clean completely. You know, 60% of the American public now fully suspect foul play in 9/11. They are absolutely against Congress and the Senate completely. There's only like a 12 or 14% approval rating of that. So what is he worried about? The American people would be behind him if he told the truth. Is he afraid of dying? Hey, look, we all are. You know, I sit here every day worrying if these people are going to try to take it, you know, take action against me. This is not time for cowards. So what is Ron Paul? What is he doing here? Time for him to be courageous and tell the truth. I don't trust the man because he won't tell the truth, simply. Why did I say Gravel the other day? Well, because the only thing that he did say that had very serious consequences for these criminals was that initiative program. In other words, we could initiate the return to the origins of the Constitution by a popular vote in the United States, undoing all the illegal laws that have layered on layer upon layer in the country over the last 150 years by initiative. And if we accepted the initiative process that Gravel put forward as law of the land, and then the people said, we want a do-over, we would have a do-over immediately. And that same vote with the initiative, we could make it illegal for anyone from the Zionist camp, period, anyone, make it illegal for them to enter any kind of political program, period, end of it. And we could also make them hold them liable. We could say any dual citizen Israeli has to be deported. We could do all kinds of stuff through initiative. That's why I think his idea is probably the most serious change idea that I've come across. Because, look, guys, the only way we're going to get anything fixed here is with radical surgery. This is not something you can put a Band-Aid on. You have to fix this. This is a cancer that has filled the body of the American system, and it has to be excised. I called for the excising of Israel out of the human family. Now, I didn't say Palestine needs to be eliminated because there are people there who are innocent. But the idea of Israel is a sickness. It needs to be revisited and refused by the world's population. We have to look at the facts around this criminal state, and we have to start making decisions based upon how we get rid of these criminals. That country is nothing but a nest for crime. And they move freely around the world and commit horrendous crimes in countries all around the globe, murders, bombings, kidnappings, sex slavery, drug peddling. It all originates over there. But bioweapons, nuclear bomb stuff, selling of technology, stealing of pension funds, all kinds of stuff is being done through that sick little festering sore in the Middle East, and it has to be stopped. Now, granted, there are people over there who don't know the truth, but I can't believe that. After Jack Bernstein's visit there, the guy knew immediately that the place was a festering sore on the body of the human family. He knew immediately. So the rest of the Israelis know that they're racist. They know that the racism that is blatantly being practiced against the Palestinian population. They know about the racism being practiced against the Sephardic Jewish community. They know about the sicknesses being meted out throughout that region by this group. They know. So that makes them collaborators in the criminal acts, is what it does. And many people from the Jewish community in New York and other parts of the United States who've been over to Israel and stayed for a little while, many of them have said, this place is not for me. They've come back. They don't want to be there. There are a lot of people with rose-colored glasses on over there making believe that they're there for some higher reason. You know, God told them to do it. Or they bought into the, we are the chosen, we are the superior people, we're the only humans on earth, the rest of you are cattle kind of thinking. And for them, they need to go the way of the dinosaur as well. Hey, you know, maybe it isn't their fault that they've been brainwashed, but it's not mine either. And I'm not going to be victimized by them. And this is not racist, what I'm saying. I'm calling them like I see them. And I'm telling you something else. Their vilification of people for speaking out against their crimes is no longer working. I'm not anti-Semitic. I'm anti-criminal. And if you're gonna act in a criminal manner in my world, then I'm gonna say something about it, and that's the bottom line. There are many, many people now getting on board with these facts, and they're starting to find that the history of it, when you take a look at French Connection's website, goes way, way back. You know, you cannot deny this conspiracy any longer. You know, look at Jack Bernstein. Look at Douglas Reed's book. Reed's book is off the hook, ladies and gentlemen. It really brings together everything all the way up until 1956. And this is a man whose journalistic career was one of the most highly regarded in the world. And they successfully destroyed his reputation after he did this book. Now, if the very act of them destroying his reputation should tell you how powerful they are and how well organized and how criminally ensconced in our systems that they have become. Because this man brought forward factual evidence of their conspiracy and put it in book form, and he was completely destroyed. But in fact, it seems that he was actually liberated because he no longer had to tread lightly on the truth and was able to actually share those facts with the world with abandon. You know, so many of these people's lies are now coming to the fore, and I called on the German people to stand up. You know, they probably have more information, historical and documented information about the crimes of Zionism and its masters than any country on earth. And I am begging the German people that listen to this program to dip into their historical documentation and find neighbors who are old enough and go find out what's happened to your country and bring forward these facts to your neighbors and tell your family members it's time to revolt against these crimes and these criminals. Same with Turkey. Time to dump the Ataturk crowd, this Jewish Zionist criminal, this crypto-Zionist leader who stole your culture and heritage from you and continue to till this day. Inform the military in your country, because I'll tell you something, many of the military are, 90% of the military are Muslims. They don't know the truth about this stuff. But they have to wonder why the Turks are such good friends with these criminal Israelis. Yep. Well, all of this stuff is starting to leak out, as I said. And we here on the French Connection have some interviews lined up, coming up very shortly, with some people that are going to forward this information even further. And it's going to continue. And if we get stopped, there's going to be others doing it. And it's just not going to stop until the entire group of criminals has been removed from our midst. They're finished, ladies and gentlemen. It's just time now. Now, I wish, you know, because there's going to be suffering between now and that date, I wish the speed of light gets applied to this truth so that we can avoid some of the outcomes that I think are probably inevitable as these people go down. But what we need to start doing is start documenting who they are. So as they become more and more under pressure, they can't go into hiding and eliminate themselves from lists of criminal Zionists so that they can pop back up later. Start finding out who they are in your community today. Who follows this group? Who supports them? Where do they do their bidding and their business? Who makes deals with them? Who takes bribes from them? Who allows them into their community? Who runs things when they get there? Write it all down. Keep it all documented. Put it all out there. So that later on, year, 2 years, 5 years from now, as these people are reeling from the truth, they can't go into hiding. No forgiveness for this stuff. None. It's our time. I can tell you that world Zionism is no longer a future for mankind. And I feel safe in that statement. Of course, they're still in control, guys. But that's shifting every day in our direction and will not stop until it's over. I promise you. Because the facts of this criminal group will never be extinguished at this point. It is too big. It is too well understood by too many people. Now, the next phase of this is now to start linking people with the history of it so that the mainstream can start becoming informed about how it all took place, so that there is no question in their minds, in the general public's minds, how they did it and why they did it. And as I said in the last broadcast, there is a pot full of gold at the end of the rainbow when we get into this fight. These people have confiscated from the body of humanity most of its riches. And think about when we take it back from them, how enriched we all will be. And we'll put that into the coffers of our societies. And we will no longer be spending countless trillions on war and criminality. And just think of the wonderful world we can build together as this is done. And as we extinguish them from history. You know, many of you believe that this is a relationship to the coming of your Messiah or whatever. I don't even want to get into that battle with you guys or into that description with you guys. All I'm telling you now is that the crimes that were committed by this group and many of the people who have had their lives forever changed as a result of them have something to look forward to now. The Muslim community in the world, ladies and gentlemen, in my experience, are some of the most generous people you'll ever know. And they have been vilified and turned into an enemy of Christendom by this Jewish cabal, by this Zionist Jewish crime network, erroneously. What we're going to do is find out we have a wonderful world, a diverse world, a kind world, an interesting world with lots of people and lots of cultures that are worth understanding and knowing. And no longer will we be fed an endless diet of hatred coming out of their think tanks and their press rooms and their media centers and their films. Here we are. I'm telling you that we can do this together, and we can do it more quickly than you believe, because as this starts cascading out of control for them, they're just going to start running for the exits. That's what's going to happen. And I'm calling on the DST here in France to come to my aid. And I'm talking about the CIA, the people who are righteous within that organization, to come to our aid. Stand behind your public. You at MI6 who don't want any part of the Zionist criminality, stand behind your public. You know, the FSB in Russia, stand behind the truth and your public, not behind criminal Zionists. Put these people on notice that that you're coming for them. That's right. So I just thought it would be another opportunity for me to clear up a few things, talk about a few things. Take a look at our website, ladies and gentlemen. The latest one with Douglas Reed's book, it needs to be looked at by people. Nesta Webster, incredible, incredible source. Elizabeth Dillings, come on now. Elizabeth Dillings is a remarkable writer. Wonderful, easy to read, extremely well documented, and just an extraordinary historian, this woman. We'll have other books coming out soon. We've got other things for you to take a look at. You know, you'll start understanding about the Boer War being done by these people, for these people. You're going to learn about, you know, all of the murders of the Russian steppes being done in their name for them, and how all of this history of the world that you once believed you had a grasp of has been deception and lies. And you notice that these Zionist criminals are trying to flood television with their own version. It's not working. The flow of history is coming. They can't take it back. It is what it is. And if you know anything about change, it started with one. It started with many of it. Many of these efforts started with us again. We renewed this effort, Eric Huffschmidt and I. 1,700 hits for Zionism, ladies and gentlemen, when we started. There were many people along the way who have helped us and are still helping us. But be very careful, because most of the people out there claiming to be truth tellers are not. They simply are not. And you will never get a full picture from them. What you'll get is a half story, and you'll be led down the primrose path by these people, and you'll be left there standing, holding the bag at some point in the future. Don't get taken advantage of. Go right to the heart of the matter and understand the facts and stick with those facts that you find when you do your own due diligence. This requires you to become the researcher as well. And most of the people out there, the Nimmos of the world, they are not truth tellers, ladies and gentlemen. The Kurt Maynards of the world, they're hate spinners and hate mongers, this Maynard guy. And Nimmo is just a liar and a protector for Zionism. And so is Alex Jones, and so is Rivero. Take a look at Rivero. He's all over the place with this stuff. And he's still hanging on to the idea that an airplane hit the Pentagon. There's got to be a reason for that. And then take a look at NASA. NASA's the black hole of crime. It was the original criminal theft organization in the American government, dating back to the 1960s. How many trillions have they robbed through that system? It's a parallel crime network to the military-industrial complex, or just part of it. But he protects that group as well. You got to ask yourself why. And then he won't take very important information that comes from a lot of different sources that are truth-tellers and put it up on his site. What he does do instead is tries to defame and dismiss the most important people. So wrap your brain around that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I just thought I would check in with you here. It's been a few days. There are some important interviews coming up with us. We've got some people lined up. It's going to take a little bit of doing, and we're still waiting for some freeing up of some resources for us to really get going with this. But until we do, keep fighting. take care of your families and be well. Bye-bye now.
Lady sings the blues. She tells her sad nothing to hide. Now the world will know just what the blues is all about. Blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you get a bad start, when you and your man have to part. I ain't gonna just sit around and cry. I know I won't die, 'cause I love him. But now the world will know she's never gonna sing them no more. 'Cause the blues ain't nothing but a pain in your heart when you get a bad start, when you and your man now.